I graduated in veterinary medicine in 1999 and practiced for 20 years. In parallel, I founded Veto Network in 2005, which supports veterinarians and animal health companies in their digital development. In addition, I'm currently a manager partner of two veterinary establishments named Anicun near Lorient in France, the west of France. I've also written two books about the use of digital for veterinary clinics. And just to finish, I'm also a co-founding member of VetInTech, a French association that focuses on animal digital health. I give you the link of the VetInTech website, and you can go to see some. It's in French, so sorry for that. We don't have at this time an English version. So, but you can find some useful information about the digital and animal health in this on this website. So today the program is about the pet owner and the connected pet owner, and also we will talk about the use of digital tools by veterinary clinics. We made two surveys. One survey is with veterinary clinics and veterinarians in order to know how they use a website and social media and all these digital tools. And we also did, with the help of Hills, an original survey with veterinary clients in order to know how choosing a vet is now made. After this, we will discuss and explain the legal aspect, because if you go online, there is some small rules you have to respect if you in order as to avoid endangering yourself with digital technology and digital communication. And at the end of our lecture today, we will make some specification about your website and the importance of your website and this fundamental element of your online presence. So next session in August, there will be two principal goals. The first one will be to give you some tips and tricks about an useful tool named Google My Business, and also give you some way to use correctly your Facebook page. But it's for the next session, so I hope you will join us for this session in August, in 1 month. Today, to beginning, I want you to give you some data and information about the connected pet owner in Belgium. Just for beginning, okay, I just see the chat box, and Christophe say all questions are welcome. As he said, you can put your question in the chat box, and there's no problem at the end to answer to this. So this first information, it's a general information about the digital level of Belgium. And for it's a good news for you, because if you are compared to other European countries, Belgium is quite well ranked. There is a specific index named the Digital Economy and Society Index, and it's a way to compare European countries with five big key points. The connectivity, it's about the way internet is quite good in your country. The human capital, with the number of technicians, about the use of internet. The use of internet services by all the Belgian people. The integration of digital technology in the way of life of the country and the use of digital tools by public services. So you are in a good country if you want to develop digital tools. For the record, French, we are just ranked at a bad level. I think it's a 16 or 17. So you're better than, you are better in Belgium than in France. If we go to some numbers and some data about the use digital uses in Belgium, you can see that there is more than 10 million internet users in Belgium, and it means for more than 90% of the population. For social media, it's about 11.56 Belgian users, and it means the large majority of the Belgian population use internet and also social media. We will talk about this later. It's also about the tool used by internet user. And the most important tool, it's the mobile phone. Mobile phone with 2 hours per day on mobile phone for each internet user. And I want you to use Klaxon for the first time into this presentation. And it's a quick challenge, as you can see when there is a little icons like the thunder, the pink thunder here. You can play with us on Klaxon. So I invite you to go on Klaxon, and it's a challenge. And the challenge is this question: how many minutes a day does a Belgian internet user spend on social media? So if you want to play with us on Klaxon, you have to go on the link on Klaxon, and then you can try to enter a number. So it's a number between 0 and 200, for example. I can say this in order to help you. So there is a slight participation, but it seems there is a letter missing in the Klaxon in the link. So if you want to play with us, you can go on the chat box and then enter the details. You can try again. If your answer is not right, you can try another one. I see just 5 attempts. So I hope it's well with you. If you want to try, I can help you with. I can help you by saying that it's a number close to 100. I can say this. Eight attempts, nine attempts. So it's okay. You are joining us. It was a. About the link on the chat box, I think. Okay, try again. If your number is not well, you can try that. Yesterday, with the French session, there was, I think, 80 attempts before finding the right. So I said it's close to 100, so you can try. Less than 100 and just a bit more than 100 if you want. Okay, try again. A lot of attempts. If some I saw the participation rate is just 64, so if the rest of the attendee want to join us, and you can click on the link on the chat box. And for the other one, okay, 44 attempts. You can try again. Okay, I can help you if I say it's between 80 and 100. You can try in this interval, in this. Okay, between 80 and 100, I think someone will find it. Yesterday they made it just in 1 minute. So, okay, we have a winner, Marjan D. I hope I pronounced it well. So it's indeed it's 96 minutes. So 96 minutes per day for Belgian internet users spend on social media. So it shows you how digital is really important in the life of every internet user. Congratulations, Marjan. If you want some more data about the way Belgian use internet, there is more or less 5 hours per day spent on by using the internet. It's not really spent on the internet, because there is the use of video on demand, for example, with this. So it's not just 5 hours by just navigating on websites or things like this. As I said, social media is really important. We will talk about this with the Facebook page on our next session. You can say more than two-thirds of the Belgian population use social media, and you can say that it's increased. It's increasing between last year and this year, and the last important information is that the use of social media is more or less only via a mobile phone. So it's important to know this when you use social media, when you use your Facebook page, for example. Other information about the most used social media platforms. As you can see, Facebook is still the king with 6.5 million of Belgian users. Instagram and LinkedIn are more or less between 3 and 4 million of users in Belgium. I want to finish with this data. I want to dispel a preconceived idea with this slide and with this information. As you can see, social media is widely used by all ages. So it's a preconceived and a wrong idea to think that it's just for young clients or something like this. It's used by all the population. One other trend, and I want to share it with you because it's important. It's the fact that perhaps in the future, and the future is coming fast, the digital channels will be the principal and the major channel, because as you can see, users under 40 prefer a lot to use internet or social media to communicate with the shop. The phone and the vocal channel is not the way that they want to enter in contact with a shop. And another demographic important information is that in the USA, in 2017, 50% of pet owners were under the age of 40. So in France and in Belgium, I take a look at the demographic data, and it shows that more than 35% of your clientele is based on pet owners under the age of 40. So you'll probably have to adapt the way you enter in communication and you discuss and you exchange with your clients, because they will probably prefer the digital way of interaction than the traditional way of interaction. But it's not necessary to put your phone, your traditional phone, to the bin, because there's also the pet owner over the age of 40 that they prefer the phone for the moment, but the uses are evolving quite quick. If we want to communicate, we talked about the way we communicate with clients, and there's also some changes about the way we can communicate about nutrition. I used to say it evolves from a bun to a burger, because before digital, it's only a bun with only during and after the visit tools. During the visit, you can make a nutritional recommendation with some paper tools for the customer's experience. And after the visit, it's more or less a face-to-face follow-up or a phone call in order to check the way the nutritional recommendation is applied. And with the digital, it's a major change, and with now a complete burger with a large part before the visit, because client they make preliminary research in order to know more about nutrition, to know more about their future veterinary clinic. And so you'll probably have to deliver a proactive online customer experience, and the idea is to position yourself as a reliable expert in the field of nutrition. It could be about just put the word nutrition on your website, because when you visit a veterinary website, it's about surgery, it's about medicine, it's about hospitalization, it's about blood analysis, but it's less frequent to see information about the nutrition. During the visit, it's quite the same with some new tools. As at the beginning, you have some information about the possibility to use some health applications. And after the visit, it's the possibility to follow up with text message, with connected object, with commercials website, online shop. And so that's a lot of new tools for the after the visit part, influenced by digital. I don't know if you know this trend in other countries, in other European countries, and particularly in France. We are a special country for this. I just want to share with you this information about the development of online veterinary shop in France, with more than 25% of the clinic with this kind of tool. So I know it's just probably a little beginning in Belgium about this, but you probably have to pay attention about this, because it's a way to be online for your clients and about nutrition. Just to end this first part about the connected pet owners, I want to share with you a little video. A little movie, and it's about a group of veterinary clinic in the USA, and it's not on in all the veterinary clinic in the USA, but it's in this group they want to propose a digital experience for customers. So as you can see, this dog is a little bit ill. So the pet owner discuss on social media with the clinic, and then the clinic advise her to come for an appointment. She books the appointment by an online booking system, and then during the visit at the clinic, there is a specific professional management software in order to collect the medical data and to record this even by this vocal system and in the professional management software of the clinic. Then there's also a talk and a discussion about money. And after this, this dog was took in charge by the employees of the clinic. At the end, when it's finished, picture on social media and on the social media system of the clinic to say that the dog was well and it was okay. So at the end, you have to pay for these good services and this customer's experience. So the dog is happy, the pet owner is happy, and the veterinary doctor is happy. And at the end, for the follow-up appointment, it's possible to book the appointment on a connected speaker named Alexia. Perhaps you have one at home. It's the connected speaker of Amazon. As you can see, the customer's experience could be very digital. It's just the beginning with this kind of clinic. And I just want to share you this acronym, ATAWAD. It's named Anytime, Anyway, Any Device. So it means anytime, okay, you can call and discuss with a vet, even at night or lately. Anyway, it could be with your mobile phone, but with your desktop computer or via a connected speaker. So you can choose the way you enter in contact with your veterinary clinic. It's about fluidity, personalization, and also transparency with this digital tech and the use of digital technology for the customer's experience. And why these digital things, why has this become so strategic? So it's French data. I'm sorry, but I don't have some Belgian data specifically for this, but I know that when I discuss with a colleague, veterinary colleague in France or in Belgium or in other country, we often say my clients or my clientele, but it's more about customers on the move, because a clientele is constantly moving. As you can see on this document, it's an abstract of a veterinary thesis made in France a few years ago. So you have your 100% of customers at the beginning of the year, but some of them move out of your area. Some animal could die and are not replaced. The majority of your clients are satisfied, but a few ones are dissatisfied. So at the end of the year, more or less 40% of customers have left. And then if you want to get the same number of clients, you'll have to gain 30% of new customers. And today the way to gain new customers is not only about digital, but you can easily imagine that the digital is involved a lot in this in the way you can gain new customers to maintain your clientele. So in this second part, we will just share with you the results of an original survey on veterinary clinics. The previous data we had about this subject were this previous survey showed that only 59% of veterinary clinics had a website, and 41% were on social media, but it was in October 2018. It was a survey made by CM Research, and a specialist of survey for the veterinary profession. And so we tried to do the same with some veterinary clinics in Belgium, and I can share you with share this with you, so these two pie charts. So it's a survey It's a survey of 62 Dutch-speaking veterinarians in Belgium. And as you can see, there is a great increase, an important increase compared to the 2018 CM Research survey, because more or less we have more than 80% with a website, and more or less 80% with a Facebook page. With this survey about 62 Dutch-speaking veterinarians in Belgium. I said Dutch-speaking veterinarians in Belgium because we did the same survey with French-speaking veterinarians in Belgium too, and the numbers are not the same. I will show you with another survey after in some next slides. We also did a survey about the way veterinarians manage digital reputation and online booking. And as you can see, a digital reputation is not really a topic for veterinarians. A few of them are interested in the possibility to manage the digital reputation of the veterinary clinic, but for the online booking appointment, online booking appointment is present in almost half of the clinics, veterinary clinics in your part of Belgium, and it's a nice trend, because in other European country it's not so evolved, so it's a good news for your veterinary clinic with the use of online booking appointment. The principal question it's more or less the why of this digital vet training program, and it's about how do pet owners choose their vet today in Belgium. And again, I will invite you to give your opinion and go on Klaxoon. So Christophe, if you can share the link again, if we want some player, and then the question, and we will share the some answers with you after, is: when choosing a veterinarian, do you think that digital is the most widely used means? I'm sure it is. I think so. I don't think so. So it means I think the traditional word of mouth between with the family, with the friends, is most used. Or I'm sure it's not. So we have 11 voters. You can try again. So I'm sure it is. I think so is the majority for the moment. I let some attendees play the game again. So the winner is, I think so. So I repeat the question just to let you a few seconds to answer. When choosing a veterinarian, do you think that digital is the most widely used means? Okay, one new vote. I don't think so. I don't know if it's really funny, but with this kind of question, the I don't think so or the I'm sure it's not later vote. They usually voted at the end. As you can see, it's you are pretty sure or you. It move again. You are pretty sure that it's. I think so. So you think that when choosing a veterinarian, the digital is the most widely used means. So I close the vote and I come back to the presentation, and so here is some answers. I share with you the. A little difference between French speaking part of Belgium and Dutch speaking part of Belgium. It is the results of a survey of 605 people in the French speaking part of Belgium and 372 people in the Dutch speaking part of Belgium. It was made in March 2020. And as you can see, the digital means are quite important. We first the website and then with some equality, Google, the Google, and it means research on Google about the name of the clinic, reviews, the Google stars, you probably know, and the Facebook page is important too. In opposite, the traditional word of mouth with the fact to ask friends or colleagues or family, it's always the first part, but if you take a look more deeply to the data, the conclusion of this survey are that digital word of mouth is superior to traditional word of mouth. And when I said 55% against 45%, it means that each pet owner, on average, there are three ways to make up their mind, and it means they usually try to make some research on Google and then collect two or three names of. Potential veterinary clinics, and then they will probably ask their friends or colleague or family to in order to know between these two or three pre-selected veterinary clinic which one they will choose, and the other way is to collect name of veterinary clinic with a colleague, family, friend, to ask friends, and then take a look on the internet with the name of the clinic. So it's a mix, it's a combined approach in which digital is involved in order to choose the vet. In order to finish this lecture, some information about the legal aspect of your veterinary establishment. There is some laws and regulation about your digital presence, and I want to thanks one of your colleagues in Belgium to help me with this legal aspect in your country. So just to sum up this, there is no obligation to declare a veterinary clinic digital presence. But there is some rules about the naming, the internet naming of your veterinary establishments, and they are the same rules relating to names online. They are similar to those for physical establishments. Online advertisements are permitted, but the information should be verified and there is no disparagement. That was about the ordinal obligation. There's also the need to respect the concept of image rights. So if you take a picture of a dog, a cat, or a pet owner, you need to ask politely in order to get a verbal agreement for taking this picture. For the legislation on medicine, it's quite simple. Advertising of prescription drugs is prohibited, but in opposite, advertising for other products such as non-prescription medicine or hygiene products or food, it's possible to advertise on this, and it means you can show picture of this on your website, for example, but you can't. It's not permitted to show a picture of prescription drugs on your website or on your social media. So, pay attention to this, and then I will conclude with some important information about your website, and it's important because your website is the starting point of your online strategy. The key point, because digital is an image media, the key points are your visual elements, and so you need to get a very good image for your veterinary websites, and so it means you can ideally seek professional services. It's a good investment to invest in professional services for photograph. I saw some questions, so we will answer this at the end. So the essential images needed for your veterinary website, it's about the surroundings, the premises, the material, and the team. As you can say, it's a part of my team of my clinics here. And for the material and the premises, it's needed to be as I said, in situ. It means not just showing your consultation room, but showing yourself doing a consultation. It's more valuable with this kind of image. So I insist on the importance of using a professional photographer because it ensures high quality images. And but it's important to give him information about the veterinary legislation in order to avoid a picture of drugs on your website. Some technical key points for your website I want to share with you. It's about the fact that your website should be mobile friendly. I give you some useful tools here with these two links. The first link is a way to testing your website and to know if it's a good website. If you take a look at about the fact that it is compact, it is possible to read it easily on a mobile. The other technical key point is the quickly the quickness to load, and again a new link in order to test your own website. It's a good exercise to go on your website at the end of this session and to take a look at the mobile friendliness and the quickness to load of your website. And the third key point is about the fact your website is a secure site, and you can verify it in the URL of your website with the little green aspect, and with the HTTPS system, it means your website is secure. If it's not secure, or if your website is not quick, or if your website is not mobile friendly, you have to talk to your provider, or you have to change your provider sometimes in order to be good for this, because it's about the ranking when someone did a research in order to find the his future vet. The position you will have in Google is really is influenced by these three technical key points. So it's important to be good on this. Last information about your website is about your website and the domain name. It's important to get your domain name for many reasons. It's a fixed identity. So if you change your provider, your internet website provider, there's no need to change your domain name if you have one. It's also an easy way to have some good email address with, for example, contact@thenameofyourclinic.com. It's very easy and inexpensive to get your own domain name. I put you a link here if you want to get your own domain name, and it's also I know recruitment is difficult at this time, and it's also important in terms of image to get your own domain name and also to get your a good website. Just to summarize about your website, it's your official channels. It's a must have. So you need to have a website, and you need to have a good one. Remember that 54% of pet owners will visit veterinary websites before choosing their future veterinary clinic. So it's a real advantage to be online with a good website. You have just one occasion to make a good first impression, and it's a teaser for the next session in August. If you don't have a website, or if you have a bad veterinary website, you can use Google My Business for a free website if you don't have a website yet, but we will talk more about this during the second session in August. In conclusions, and after this we will have a few minutes for some question. If you have some question, you can put your question in the chat box. So in conclusion, I want you to realize that Belgian pet owners are very well connected, and probably more than you think. They spend a lot of time online and on social media. We prove with the survey, the original survey we made with ILS, with the help of ILS, that they also use the internet to choose their veterinarians and seek you online. So you have to be online in order to meet their expectation and their research. And we will follow up about these considerations during our next session with the use of your Google My Business account to attract more clients, and the fact that it's possible to build a local digital community by using your Facebook page, and some final key points to help digitalize your veterinary establishments.